I think is impossible is where I begin. What I think is impossible is where I begin. I have all sorts of desires and dreams and goals. I'm alive. I'm living. I'm active in my life. And in my life, I have all sorts of desires, dreams, and goals. I have all sorts of thoughts that make my life exciting and make my life magic. And many of them are impossible. And that's where I begin. When I have an impossible thought, when I have an impossible idea, when I have something that seems a little more difficult to do than normal, that's when I really get going. That's when I really get moving as to what I'm going to do about that, how I'm going to handle that, and what I'm going to say about that, and what that means to me to say about that. And then when I say that, then that's where I am. Okay. What I think is impossible is where I begin. So I think that it's impossible for me to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's impossible for me to live in my ideal, and be aware of it, to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and delight in it, to be in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and to know it. Oh, many people are rather good-looking. They're healthy, apparently. They have no problems, they have no sicknesses, they have nothing that disturbs them, and that's the majority of the people on earth. And they don't appreciate it. They don't appreciate it, and because they don't appreciate it, they sometimes misuse it. And when they misuse their bodies, spirit, mind, and body, when they misuse it, then things start happening. And the body starts going awry. Illness comes into the body's experience, and they say, oh my goodness, this is terrible, this is terrible. You know, I've always had such a healthy body, I've always had such a wonderful body. Why did you have such a wonderful body? Think about it. Why did I have such a wonderful body all of my life? And then all of a sudden, I don't have such a wonderful body. I'm not saying that's true for me today, I'm just saying that that is what happens to us sometimes in our thinking. Why is it that sometimes we have such a wonderful body, we live in such a wonderful body all of our life. We're healthy, we don't even know what being sick is. Like the woman who had these many children, and she had to take care of all these children through illnesses and through problems and through worries and concerns. And her friend said to her, how come you never get sick? How come you have to take care of all these sick children and you go around helping other people and you're always doing things like that and you never get sick? How come? And she said, I don't have time to get sick. I don't have time to get sick because I'm so involved in the things that I'm doing. Now, I do not think of my children as sick. I think of them as just needing a little pause, a little rest, and a little love, a little time for me to be with them. And I'm with them. And she didn't have time to be sick. She didn't have time to play that game because she was so busy playing the game of being a mother and tending to her flock. What I think is impossible is where I begin. This mother did not think it at all that she would ever be ill or that she would ever have a problem. Now, we have some stories that are written. And the stories write about a mother who overdoes herself, who overstrains herself to take care of her children, who overplays. And then people come along and say, yeah, how can you handle this? You know, you're going to make yourself sick. And lo and behold, the mother becomes sick. She becomes sick because she puts that thought in her consciousness, not willingly, but it was put into her consciousness by those who well-meaningly have spoken to her. What I think is impossible, that's where I begin. And what I think sometimes is impossible, how can you get away from other people's attitudes? How can you live just in your own way of thinking about things? How can you live just in your own life? How can you do just what makes you happy and just what makes you feel fulfilled? How can you do that? How can you say that when it starts to be something impossible, that's when I begin? Well, that's the point. No matter what experience comes into our life, we sometimes think those experiences are impossible. And because we think those experiences are impossible, they become impossible to us. And it's only when we clear our consciousness of their impossibility, and we say, I know I can, I think I can, when we clear ourselves of that attitude, then we begin to experience the wonderful, beautiful qualities of doing these things in a glorious, fantastic way. This happens all the time. This happens throughout everyone's life. They allow themselves to be caught up in the appearances, and because they're caught up in the appearances, they think the appearances are real. They think the appearances are what have to be. Now, it's interesting how a lot of people don't want to die until a certain day or after their birthday or after their grandchildren are born or something of that nature. Well, why die at all? Why die at all? We die because we sort of have given up. We sort of no longer want to struggle. We no longer want to beat our brains out trying to do something that we're just have no success at all. So let's start having success at living. One of the things that helps most people to live the impossible is by the very fact that no matter where they are on the level of life, they can reach out and help somebody. They can reach out and love somebody. They can reach out and touch somebody. And they do. Many women who are very poor, they work in menial jobs. They work in very low-paying jobs. And they work as a nanny, or they work as a caretaker, or they work as a caregiver. And what they are doing the impossible. They are reaching out to the people that they're working with, serving them, loving them, helping them in many beautiful ways. And because they're doing that, they live a very healthy life. They do not even think about ill health for themselves. Oh, I've got to go and help somebody. I can't be ill. I've got to do this. I can't be that. And you see, then the impossible is where it begins. They begin to recognize that all these people are wonderful. All these people are perfect. They're always looking to help them, always looking to help somebody else, reaching out. And in that process of reaching out, they are making strength inside themselves. They are building a great body of strength within themselves so that they can accomplish whatever they want to do. They wouldn't think of not going there. They would not think of having a cold or being sick so they cannot tend to somebody else. They would not even consider that. Well, why ever consider it? When I think it's impossible, that's where I begin. When people say, it's cold season, it's flu season, it's all these things going on, and what are they saying? They're saying, hey, this is what we want to experience. This is what we want to have in our life. This is what we want to do. And is that what you say? Is that what I say? Is that what we want? Is that what we really, truly want in our life? Well, if it is, we'll have it. If it isn't, we don't have to have it. We just put a cause in motion, and that cause in motion is that all is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. The mother who's working with her children who are ill is not thinking of them being ill. She's thinking of them being whole and perfect. She's thinking of them running around and playing and enjoying life and being wonderful children. We have any circumstances of our life, no matter what it is, when we think of everything in normal condition, everything working out in divine right order, when we think of that, what is happening to us is that that's where we begin. That's where our attitude and our thought begins. It is done now. The impossible is fulfilled. Other people might call it impossible. Other people might say, there's no solution. And we say, it is done now. And it is perfectly done now. And when we say that, then truly, it is perfectly done now. And we are very happy. We are very content. We are very satisfied with everything that we're doing. When I think it's impossible is where I begin. No matter what it may be, I have the ability to bring it forth into my life in a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic way right now. With me, know what I think is impossible is where I begin. And watch our dust fly. You bet. That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about, and that's what it is now. For us and forevermore. It's a wonderful way to live. Join me in this reality. Join me in this reality. Join me in this realization that it can happen for you too, just like it happens for me and everyone in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.